Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. You own all your physical possessions outright, but you own few of your digital items and have less control over them than over your other belongings. In Owned, published by Cambridge University Press, law professor Joshua A.T. Fairfield studies how digital technology changes property rights. Get Abstract recommends his timely warning to anyone concerned about property, privacy, digital culture, and personal freedom. There are three types of property: traditional, smart, and digital. Traditional property rights let owners sell, destroy, or repurpose their possessions. Smart property refers to property that software enhances. Digital property relates to objects that could include, for instance, a copy of a movie or a magical sword in an online game. Property rights allocate access to scarce resources. Private ownership enables people to build houses, develop businesses, and lead autonomous lives. In the old feudal model, individuals didn't own the land on which they lived and worked. Rulers and kings held all the real estate. The digital transformation returns property to a feudal model. Digital technologies create intangible property. Early on, because judges couldn't physically touch digital objects, they applied intellectual property law to them. Complications arose. People could resell a physical CD, but not a digital copy of the same music they'd purchased online. This ambiguity has a negative impact on creators and consumers. It extends control rather than enabling creation. Copyright protection falls under intellectual property law, which guards ideas and specific expressions, like songs. Copyright laws say that only creators have the right to make copies of their works. Since people distribute software by making copies, applying copyright law gives digital creators sweeping rights. Firms apply technology to prevent buyers from copying the digital material they purchase. Restraints benefit companies, not consumers. Sellers force customers to deal only with them. Users essentially enter into contracts for the use of a digital item when installing software. By consenting to the user agreement, they concur that they're making a copy, thus surrendering ownership rights without their explicit knowledge. The Internet of Things, or IoT, enables machines to communicate with one another without involving humans. Some estimates indicate that more than 1 trillion sensor-based devices will connect to the Internet or each other by 2025. A smart device will report where it is, what it's doing, and who is directing it. This transforms privacy and the nature of property. The network of IoT sensors will include cities, houses, and workplaces. At present, people control the sensors built into their homes. That may change if individuals sign away more of their rights. Consumers and corporations will clash over who controls the smart objects embedded in homes. Strengthening property rights now would give people more control over the information their connected devices broadcast. Traditional property serves as a wealth repository. People buy houses and resell them, ideally for a profit. You can't resell a digital object. It doesn't protect your wealth. Traditional property is decentralized and local, while digital property is centralized and global. Traditional property rights, however, still govern elements of the IoT, like your headset. Limiting property rights limits independence. Ongoing changes could transform people from autonomous citizens ruling their destinies to digital tenants. Imagine a pacemaker that uses smart technology. If the owner loses control of it, the result may be life-threatening. Your possessions contribute to your identity and to how others see you. Losing sway over digital possessions may compromise the conventional notion of personal identity. If you no longer supervise the data about you, sellers may subject you to price discrimination. When companies know what you buy, they know what you can afford, and they can adjust online prices accordingly, just for you. Property has many benefits in and of itself that protect privacy. Traditional property contributes to privacy by placing limits on what non-owners can do, such as restrictions on search and trespass. Ideally, property and privacy would exist in a mutually beneficial conceptual and legal relationship. In legal tradition, people have reasonable expectations of privacy in some cases, such as inside their homes. Yet new sensor technology makes the boundaries of traditional property less precise. Techniques like thermal imaging can monitor what's happening inside a house without anyone accessing it physically. With smart property, such as cars with GPS, the question of privacy grows more complex. To safeguard privacy in the age of IoT, society should update and fortify regulations on property rights. The idea of homes as protectors of intimate information should extend into the digital realm. The law should treat smart objects like containers. Just as no one should be allowed to access your briefcase without your permission, no one should get the data in your phone or email without your approval. Regulators should upgrade the concept of privacy to cover data generated by smart objects. Treating all digital or smart property as intellectual property is too narrow. Viewing all property as physical doesn't work either. Even the most traditional property includes information about relationships in time and space. Traditional property rights work well in the digital realm and should apply there. Sound rules governing property work horizontally. They let people communicate information about property directly. Property rights convey the owner's wishes. Possessing something is an easy way to stake a claim to it, but you need provenance and vertical information. Provenance documents the history of a resource and the context of how its ownership evolved. Vertical information, like a will, communicates who gets the property after the current owner. Property law and legal cases involving it simplify, clarify, and streamline property's informational attributes. When an object lacks physical unity, buyers and sellers must negotiate the extent of ownership. Physicality conveys rivalrousness. That is, if one person owns something, another cannot own it simultaneously. The principle that Harvard Law professor Henry Smith calls modularity would treat digital property like most physical property, as if it had a single owner. Applying property concepts to smart objects is easier than applying them to purely digital possessions, because these lack clear boundaries. Establishing ownership requires adding limitations, as people do with licenses. Recognizing that property is informational as well as physical holds major implications for the future of property. The early 21st century battleground encompasses digital and smart property that belongs to consumers. Consumers need to jailbreak ownership, which means freeing electronic devices from the constraints that manufacturers build into them. Consider four top priority tasks. First, restore ownership rights to property owners. Laws to update ownership of smart and digital property would include the entitlements that digital ownership demands. People should be able to remove unwanted programs from smartphones. Owning digital property should let you exclude other people from using it or gathering data through it. The second task is reach the limit of contractual licenses. The current wording of user contracts gives program creators extensive permissions that should be curtailed. Legislation must distinguish among the types of legal rights to digital objects. For example, breaking a contractual agreement may not have anything to do with copyright. Someone could cheat in a video game without violating the copyright. Third, make minimum changes to statutory law. Adjusting certain aspects of the U.S. Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998 would let people modify their devices. For example, digital rights management should focus on illegal copying, not on personal use. The U.S. Federal Arbitration Act keeps consumer cases out of the court system. Legislators should reverse this practice to permit consumer arbitration cases to shape common law. The final task is foster technological shifts to jailbreak ownership. Regulations should support technology advances such as open source, root access, and modularity, which let users set their devices free from the confines imposed by manufacturers. Large first-party developers like Google and Apple should champion digital user rights.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.